Song. Let us now gather our thoughts in and have our minds open to receive the word. And I give you our brother Jim Yates Jr. as our speaker this evening. Jim?
Thank you, Don. Good evening. It's good to see each and every one of you here. And I hope I'm safe in saying that I hope your new year so far has been a good one, a pleasant one. I've been thinking last couple of weeks over what I might bring to you the next time I stood before you, thinking it was going to be next weekend, not necessarily tonight. But the thoughts are the same thoughts. And since it is the new year, how many of you made a New Year resolution? How many of you have broken your New Year's resolution? And I had to ask that because at work yesterday, I heard all the New Year's resolutions that were being made by my coworkers. 98% of them were for gain, physical gain. Only about 2% of them were for improvement of oneself. But those that were already improvement of oneself were already being broken in very few hours after they were made, after midnight. But I'm not asking you to make New Year resolutions tonight, but I'm going to throw several challenges out there in front of you. And I may say you a lot tonight. Don't take it personal. Because these challenges are yours. Yours personally. They're yours to work on. They're yours to get gain from them if you choose to accept them. So they're indeed your challenges. So I will say, if you, knowing full well that these challenges will hit some of us right square between the eyes. Some of them are will be like milk today that was talked about in our services this morning. And some will pass over them. Some of them will be hard meat, hard to chew on. It'll take a lot of work to work on. But I was pondering upon the things that were said this morning. I find, even in my maturity, which is not that of, compared to some, because I still choke on the milk sometimes. So I'm going to give you some challenges. I'm going to start in 1 Peter, 5th chapter. Starting with the 6th verse. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, which walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory. I'm going to give you the challenge to be stronger, to be a stronger Christian, to be a stronger righteous individual, to stand up for what you believe in. Turn with me over into Jude. First chapter. Starting with the first verse. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. I want to challenge you tonight to contend for your faith, to stand up for what you know is true and right, to contend for it. Put on the full armor of God and be willing to fight for what you know is true and right. Being meek does not mean that you just turn and let people run over you. It means that you're long-suffering. Be willing to discuss and to contend for what you know is right and true. Turn with me, if you will, over into Alma. The 20th chapter, page 462. Whoop, I wrote the wrong page number. That's really good. The 20th chapter of Alma, regardless of the page. Start with the 65th verse. This is the way I find the world coming against me. And this is one of the challenges that I've tried to accept. But this is the very cause for which ye have come against us. Yea, ye are angry with us because of our religion. And this is talking about the Lamanites coming against the Nephites. And they were just conquered. And the Lamanites were telling them, you're angry with me because of our religion. And I find that there's a lot of people out there that get angry very quickly because of your religious views and stands. You're not politically correct. You need to contend for those things that you know that are right and true. But now, ye behold that the Lord is with us, and yea, behold, he has delivered you into our hands. And now I would that you should understand that this is done unto us because of our religion and our faith in Christ. And now you see that you cannot destroy our faith. Now you see that this is the true faith of God. Yea, you see that God will support and keep and preserve us so long as we are faithful unto him and unto our faith and our religion. And never will the Lord suffer that we shall be destroyed except we should fall into transgression and deny our faith. God's not going to leave us alone. If we're standing upon the rock, if we're standing upon the truth, and our faith is well grounded in what we read and understand, we will not be left alone. We will not be left to be steamrolled over or destroyed. We need to contend for our faith. We need to strengthen our faith as the year progresses and as time goes on. For we are forewarned that things are going to get worse and things are going to attack and stretch our faith and our belief. In John, in the 14th chapter, Christ makes this statement. If a man loved me, he shall keep my commandments. So I'm going to ask that you also strengthen your love. I challenge you to strengthen your love for Christ and his commandments. Alma, in the 26th chapter. Page 524. Just one verse. This is where Helaman's writing into Moroni. And he talks about his soldiers and the people of the city. And he makes this statement about them. And they were strict to remember the Lord, their God, from day to day. Yea, they do observe to keep his statutes and his judgments and his commandments continually, and their faith is strong in the prophets concerning that which is to come. I want to challenge you to remember your Lord on a daily basis. No matter what trial that you're going through, no matter what is before you, to remember your God who cares for you. Just as these people here under great adversity were continuously remembered God and continued to strive to keep his commandments, no matter what the situation was, no matter if it was convenient to do something differently, they observed to keep his statutes and his judgments and his commandments continually, and their faith is strong in the prophets. We have the same prophets. We read them in the scriptures. David writes it a little bit differently in Psalms. Turn with me over to Psalms 119.
Starting at the 124th verse. Deal with thy servant according to thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I want to challenge you to say that to the Lord. Deal with me. Deal with me. Do you understand the vulnerability that puts you in? To stand before the Lord, our God, and say, deal with me. Conform me, change me, put your hands on me and work with me. Deal with me, your servant. And teach me thy statutes. Make them something that is within my heart and my mind that I cannot forget them. That I am willing to work and live and do everything within those boundaries. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. Again, a vulnerability. Give me an understanding of the scriptures to give me an understanding of what your will is for me. Give me an understanding that I might know the things that you want me to do. These are not self-serving things. None of these things that I challenge you today will be self-serving, but they will be to serve God. Dropping down to the 127th verse. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, and yea, above fine gold. All those things that I heard for the New Year's resolutions at work was to get physical gain, a new car, a new house, a bigger ring. A prettier purse. Fancier shoes. A different suit of clothes. Are you willing to put all that down and aside and say, Lord, I want your commandments written on my heart. I don't need a bigger house, a finer car, a faster car, a bigger diamond ring on my finger, a fancier suit. But what I need is to be able to live my life according to your commandments, that my light may shine for you. Are you willing to be that candle alone, sitting on a candlestick to give the light into your workplace, to your classroom, to those riding on the bus, to those standing in the line at the checkout stand. Are you willing to accept those things as being better than anything else you can have of this world? Are you willing to put God's laws in front of your own personal wants? Put God's desires for you in front of your personal wants. And I know in many ways I am talking to the choir, but I believe that each and every one of us can change and can step up one more rung on the ladder of righteousness, one more rung on the ladder to be useful for God, to glorify His name. Because we should not be stagnant, sitting still. It's a travel. Paul talks about a race. To run the race. Well, if you never leave the starting line, you can never get to the finish. The day we took our first breath and cried, our race begun. Until we take our last breath and we lay down this life. And we can change things within ourselves. staying in Psalms, going over to the 140th verse. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I challenge you, when you're wanting to make a decision about something that goes against the Scriptures, to stand up and say, Lord, I know your word is pure. And me as your servant love your word, and I'm going to live it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold of me, yet thy commandments are my delight. In the greatest trial that you stand in the next year, I want you to stand up and say, God, your commandments are my delight. My delight, my joy, my happiness. The righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cry with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I don't want to be a Judaizer, somebody beating down the rules. But I challenge you to make the statement, I will keep your statutes in all things. We will fail. None of us can keep every statute and every law and every commandment. But isn't it a wonderful thing that we have a help? A person that will reach down and help us when we're stumbling and when we're weak. In our Lord Jesus Christ. That can help us make statements as bold as David is making. Some of them may seem untenable, but these are stars that we should reach for. Goals that we could set for ourselves and strive for them. A goal to make, to try to keep, not just a little resolution to change something within my life. I cry unto thee, save me, and I will keep thy testimonies. Go down with me to 169th verse. Still in Psalms. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. And David writes that a lot. Give me understanding. I was going to count how many times he says it alone in this psalm. But I notice when I read the psalms, he says that continually. Give me understanding. Let my supplications come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word. For all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy laws is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. Are you willing to say that to God? Let thy judgments help me. We generally think of a judgment as something being against you. The judgment, the final say. But are you willing to stand before God and say, let thy judgments help me? Help me make the right decisions. Help me to walk the right path. Help me to be a help to others. To help me to keep my wick clean and my light burning bright. To be taught thy judgments, thy statutes, and let them be a help to me. In 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the 15th verse, is one I've heard a lot. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We had a challenge to the young people, this camp. Do you remember what that challenge was, Andrew? To read the Book of Mormon. To read the Book of Mormon from cover to cover. How many of you have started at page 1 and read it all the way through? At least once. Quite a few. I would like to say that I've done the same thing with the Bible. But I can't. Like Gordon, I find it hard to just read. But to my shame, I can say that I've picked up a Star Wars book and I've been unable to put it down. And I've read it in a very few days. Book much thicker than this. Many more words than the Bible. But I haven't read it from cover to cover. I can't say that about the Book of Mormon, though. But shouldn't they both be the same in my hand? The Scripture of the Lord, shouldn't I delight in picking up both of them and reading them from cover to cover? Alma writes this in the 10th chapter. The 32nd verse, it's on page 352. And Alma was talking to the people here, and they made this statement. And it came to pass that after he made an end of his speaking unto the people, many of them did believe on his words and began to repent and to search the Scriptures. To search the Scriptures. To show themselves approved. Many times, Christ told us, says, have you not read? He's speaking of Isaiah most of the time. Have you not read the Scriptures? Have you not read Isaiah? And he commanded them to do so. We may not understand all that we read, but we can pray for knowledge and understanding. And that is a promise from God that He will give it to us. There have been times that I've been studying things and I'm beating my head against that proverbial brick wall and I cannot understand what is being said. And I cannot understand the concept that they're trying to get across. And then somebody behind the pulpit just, and it was so clear. so plain. Or in just the course of a conversation, of visiting with somebody with a cup of coffee in my hand, all of a sudden there it was. The Lord used that person to explain the very thing that I was fighting. Maybe it was because I didn't want to understand it. It's a possibility. Maybe because I did not want to know about it because then I would have to do it. Possibility. But the scriptures are here for our edification. And they're not just for the priesthood to read and to understand. It's for all of His children to read and understand. So like our young people were challenged, I would like to throw the challenge out there to you. And you don't have to report back to me, but to either pick up the Book of Mormon on page 1 and read it all the way through, or to pick up the Bible in Genesis 1:1 and read it through to Revelation, to its completeness. It's a challenge. Alma, in the 10th chapter, in the 28th verse. But that ye would humble yourselves before the Lord and call upon His holy name and watch and pray continually that you may not be tempted above that which you can bear. And thus be led by the Holy Spirit, becoming humble, meek, submissive, patient, full of love and long-suffering, having faith on the Lord. Once again, I know I'm preaching to the choir. But we had a challenge given to us at the August Ministers Conference by the apostles to pray for the church, to pray for the work of Zion, to pray for the spreading of the gospel, and to pray that ministry would be called in foreign fields. And he was looking forward to Brother Frank Fan to seeing those prayers being answered, to hearing testimonies coming from Africa and from the Philippines and Honduras, as well as Canada and the United States and Mexico, of young men picking up the gauntlet and studying and showing themselves approved and making themselves usable before God and then having God call them. But the flip side of that coin, young ladies, is the fact that you have to show that you're self-approved and you have to study that you can be a helpmate to somebody down the road, a husband that could be a servant of the Lord in the ministry. It was a challenge He threw out to us. And I delivered it unto you this evening. In all, real quick, I think there's 15 or 16 challenges that I just laid before you this evening for you to try to accept. Individually, some may only pick up one. Some may say it's not worthwhile. That's up to you. And that's between you and God. But I want you to remember one thing, and this is my closing scripture. It's in Philippians, the 4th chapter. The 13th verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We can do all things, no matter how hard it may seem, if we put our trust and our faith on Jesus Christ and pray unto the Father in His holy name that those things which we read and hear are true, and He will give us assurance, and He will give us the strength to accomplish that which He desires us to do. My prayer.